Joan Hutton is here, and we're talking about the Joan Hutton Jazz Project, an exciting new venture with a lot more improv than we're accustomed to from Joan. But I know, Joan, that this didn't come out of the clear blue. Where's the inspiration for this group come from?
I've played in a group called Rare Medium for about the past 10-12 years, last track, which is kind of, we call ourselves a jazz funk sextet. I've done some writing for that group. In fact, this tune, Sidekick, I wrote originally for that group, and then kind of revised and changed a little bit for the Joan Hutton Jazz Project.
Joan, why'd you decide to solo on the bass clarinet in Sidekick?
Well, I love bass clarinet, and with this new group, was interested in writing some tunes for it, doing some more playing and improvising on bass clarinet, just because I think it's unique, just a cool instrument that's maybe a little underused in the improvising world, and I think it works pretty well for a funk tune, so you can make your call on that, I guess.
We're speaking with Joan Hutton of the Joan Hutton Jazz Project. This is a jazz group, but you also have a background in modern classical music. What's the point of convergence between the jazz and the classical?
Yeah, I play in a group called the Anchia Saxophone Quartet and have done so for about 20 years now. We play a lot of contemporary classical music and a fair bit of jazz music too. The things we play tend to be more written through compositions without much improvisation.
What's the jazz influence in the Fred Sturm composition, Picasso Cubed?
Yeah, this was a tune, a piece of music written based on a very famous Coleman Hawkins unaccompanied solo that he recorded called Picasso. And David Milne, who is in the jazz project with me and also in Anchia with me, transcribed this Coleman Hawkins solo, and then Fred Sturm took this and played around with it and turned it into a quartet piece.
Why do you like this combination of modern classical and jazz?
Well, I really enjoy music that crosses genres. You could call it a modern classical piece or a jazz-influenced classical piece. Sometimes there isn't a real clear way to define the genre of a piece, and that's something I love about music.
We are speaking with Joan Hutton, who leads the Joan Hutton Jazz Project. Joan, for most of your musical career, you have performed music written by others, but now you're doing a lot of composing yourself. What do you like about composing?
Oh, it's really kind of an amazing new realm for me. It's, just coming up with something on my own and working with it and figuring it all out and then taking it to a group of musicians and seeing how it evolves and what we make of it is just a cool new experience for me. I've only been trying it, the past 10 years, but now I feel like I'm really jumping into it and trying to write a lot of new tunes and have this group that's really ready and willing to play them. So it's exciting.
What's the inspiration for Slinky?
The name Slinky is based on my neighbor's really kind of crazy cat. Slinky's kind of an upbeat swing, maybe bordering on bop tune, where I was working on trying to get a real groove going and exploring some meter changes while I did it, switching between 3/4 and 4/4 a little bit, yet trying to keep a real flowing groove.
About the Joan Hutton Jazz Project or Joan's other musical activities, Joan is listed on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.